Today's technology initiatives will demand a more capable network, with growth in virtualization of servers, storage, and desktops, as well as the increased demands on networks coming from growth in remote work and unified communications. Hey there, I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll talk more about what is on the horizon for today's modern network and sit down with our resident networking expert, Don Henson. Don is a professional services manager for the PC Connection family of companies. She has more than 16 years of experience in the IT industry and brings together her technology and management expertise to lead the network practice for the professional services team at PC Connection. Don is PMP and ITIL certified. She also resides on the Cisco Partner Technical Advisory Board. And Dawn, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, James.
Now, Dawn, you've been in this business for about 16 plus years. I got to know, why are you still here? What's so interesting? What gets you out of bed every morning?
It changes. The network infrastructure changes. Communication is changing and collaboration. Kind of bringing it all together these days. It's just interesting to me. And with the moving of technology into bringing our phones and everything together as one device, it's just amazing how fast we move through technologies these days.
The interesting thing I find is networking used to be a conversation for the big boys, but now we're talking about the small, medium businesses as well. And you must have seen that growth over the past 15 plus years.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You see the small businesses now even having their own wireless access points and their own wireless systems, much like you're even bringing into your home these days. So not just small businesses. I mean, most people in their house have some kind of router bringing in through their, whether it's your cable company or what have you, bringing into one device and spreading it out so you have it in your home, let alone your small businesses and your medium businesses. Not just for those big companies anymore.
The role of the network has also changed. Love to hear your opinion. It used to be just, it was something in the back end, it's techie, we don't need to worry about it. Now, the network is really part of our businesses. Talk a little bit about that evolution.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a part of our day-to-day activities, too. Nowadays, we store things up on the network. We don't just carry around our computer. Our computer isn't where we have everything we stored of all the documents we've worked on for the last 10 years. Nowadays, those are all stored somewhere up on the network, even taking that one step farther, putting that stuff up into the cloud, keeping it outside of our business, keeping it outside of our homes, and sticking it somewhere remotely. Now, all that connection is made possible, obviously, by the network itself, the actual infrastructure behind it. And also bringing that together now, bringing voice into all that, making your voice calls over the network, no longer using your old, PBX or your local phone providers to bring your voice to you. You're using your cable to bring it into your homes, or you're using wireless communication. So it's completely different, much more involved than it used to be, and it's not just for those large companies.
Dawn, I talk to a lot of CIOs, IT directors and managers, always talking about these top IT trends. Security, it's always a top trend. Things like virtualization have been climbing. What do you see as some of those top trends that are really driving investment in the network and really impacting the investments that companies are making?
I think the first and foremost is making it easy for the worker. I think workers drive networking technology a little bit more than the business impact, for the simple fact that we're finding ourselves moving so fast with technology. We have, how many devices? I've seen so many people's business cards, and they'll have phone, office phone, home office phone, fax line, cell phone. How many different ways are you going to communicate? I mean, even our cars these days have their own phone number. I took a step back in my own life, and I had 10 different phone numbers assigned to me personally a year ago. Now, how do we take that in a business aspect and bring it into one number, one phone number? You want to give one card to somebody and say, this is the phone number you can fax me to. You can fax. You can call me on my mobile phone. You can call me on that phone that's working in my car, just off of the car satellite system. It's also my office phone. It's my home office phone. One single contact number. How much easier? How much less does that take out of your busy day? to be able to contact one phone number for one person. And it makes it so much easier. And it's that kind of, you know, what's my quickest route to that quickest person? And that's what's kind of driving collaboration and bringing it into the network these days.
Well, Dawn, obviously ease of use is something great for the end users. Something that I know IT is doing a lot in terms of their kind of ease of use, they're trying to do a lot of virtualization these days on the servers, on the desktops, because that's lowering their workload. Fewer servers to manage and to have break and to keep track of with server sprawl and all that. What impact is virtualization having for most organizations when it comes to them looking at their networks and upgrading their networks?
Well, some of the things that you need to consider is that what is your infrastructure looking like? So it's a great time if you're considering going to virtualization or VDI or any kind of virtualized system, especially thin clients. You really want to take a look at whether or not your infrastructure is ready to handle something like that. So it's a great time to do a network assessment and really understand what your bandwidth and what your performance is actually on your network. So that might be a key place to keep focused on when you're considering virtualization.
One of the other things, and I've talked to a lot of folks at PC Connection about this recently, it's tools, collaboration tools, unified communications. We're changing the way we work these days. How are those technologies having an impact on infrastructure?
Well, they're bringing them all together. So there's a lot of tools these days, and whether you're looking at Cisco, or if you're looking at Microsoft products, everybody's got a way to bring your tools together. You can now take a look at your voicemail via email, have your text actually encrypted to you. So if you're on a phone call, you can now click on a button and actually it will show you your text from that voicemail right there. So if you're in a meeting, you can't actually answer that call, you can actually do it from there. Or vice versa, you could click on it and it actually give you the voice recording. You can listen to it if you're in an area where you couldn't exactly make the call at the time. So it's really bringing all the pieces together. Collaboration is making our workspace smaller, so you're not having all these multiple tools in one place to go to those tools, so you're not having to think about 10 different ways to communicate.
Collaboration takes place in many places. One of the places that it's taking place in, can I say place one more time, is out there in the cloud. So much about cloud computing these days and really the change it's making on IT. Your take on its impact on networks.
Sure. I think the cloud itself is making it even more possible for smaller companies. I think the cloud computing is going to have the biggest impact in that small and medium business area because it takes the need for that high-level engineer to be on-site, which is a huge savings. When we talk about cloud computing, we talk about moving the call manager or where the messages are being stored off-site. Somebody else is monitoring those. Somebody else is taking care of whether or not they're up and functional, and they're making the changes for you. So you no longer have to house that inside of your company. It is also taking away that redundancy problem, whether or not if one of your sites loses power, the cloud stays up. You know, it's not your site that you're going to have to connect to. So if you have a lot of remote users, all those phone calls are being made into the cloud rather than back at that home office, and that's a huge savings in itself.
Dawn, in final moments here, I want to give the audience some recommendations, especially those IT pros that are looking towards the future, that see a lot of this technology coming their way. What do they need to do to get their networks ready for what's coming?
Well, you definitely want to start off with a network assessment. You want to evaluate what your network has on it and what is actually needed to increase to voice over IP. It's going to be a real, real important piece to understand where you're at this point in time before you take that next step. The next thing is really understand what it is that you want. Understand what your employees need. Are they really looking for a solution to bring their devices together, or is there a real big problem being able to connect as though they're in the same place all the time? These are different features, and you want to make sure that you're capturing the correct feature for your customers.
Talked to enough companies and in terms of a lot of case studies, regardless of what the project, most folks say, if I have an executive sponsor, someone that's really into this, I can get a project forward. That, I think, is always something, and I don't think it's any news to any of our IT folks online with us today. They know that. My question to you is, what are some things that IT can do to build that better business case for the network upgrades so they can get one of their executives on board as a champion and then move those projects forward?
Sure. Some of the things would be, obviously, ROIs. Return on investment is always the biggest one that any executive team is going to listen to. And what is it that gives you the return on investment? Is it in your employee time? How much time is wasted and lost due to missed communications? How much time is lost in regards to trying to locate somebody? And then also some of the other things you want to look at is actually when your customer doesn't reach you on that first ring, how many different deals have been lost because of missed opportunities. Missed opportunities is a huge reason. The other thing is cost savings. Yeah, Unified Communications has a huge cost savings when you talk about people in the field and being able to really bring out home office users, get rid of that brick and mortar, or maybe bring down the amount of electricity going into the call centers because you have dispersed that or you've actually allowed for that mobile worker situation. So those are some of the big ones.
Hey, Dawn, with that, we're going to wrap things up. I want to thank you again for joining us today. And for our audience, if you do need to prepare your network for the future, you can turn to PC Connection. Call your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with a network assessment and engage their on-staff experts. You can also visit pcconnection.com/networking for more information. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for listening. This concludes our Meet the Expert installment of Connection Point.